USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent.
Faith and political leaders gathered in D.C. to address Sunday's Unite the Right rally. Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin urging Americans to counter what white nationalists will be saying this weekend.
The people who are brandishing their Confederate battle flags and their swastikas are undoubtedly exercising their First Amendment rights, and so be it. But let us be perfectly clear also that they are enemies of our Constitution and our democracy and our country.
Gun safety advocates from across the country have gathered in Atlanta to discuss ways to end gun violence. Former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg told the group their voice is powerful with their politicians.
It is when the American people stand up and say to their elected officials, this is what's right, this is what we want, and you vote this way or we're going to vote you out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Andrew Miller, an associate of former Trump campaign advisor Roger Stone, has been held in contempt of court in a fresh attempt to challenge Robert Mueller's appointment as the special counsel investigating Trump campaign contacts with Russia during the 2016 presidential campaign. Attorney Paul Kaminar.
This is a major precedent-setting case. It raises serious constitutional issues on the appointments clause, whether Mr. Mueller was properly appointed.
President Trump has sought to undermine the investigation, calling it a witch hunt and a hoax. If you can't beat them, join them. Leslie McSpadden Head, the mother of Michael Brown, who was shot and killed by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer 4 years ago, is now running for the Ferguson, Missouri City Council.
It broke me, you know. It brought me down to my knees and made me feel crippled as if I could do nothing else anymore from that moment.
She says she wants to rebuild bridges between the community and the police, and she's asking the governor to reopen the case into her son's death by appointing a special prosecutor. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A jury has found in favor of Dwayne Lee Johnson on all claims against Monsanto as it relates to products Roundup Pro and Ranger Pro and awarded him $250 million in punitive damages. The 37-year-old filed the civil suit against the pesticide manufacturer. Johnson's attorney says he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup weed killer for 2.5 years. Michael Avenatti, attorney for porn star Stormy Daniels, showed up at the Iowa State Fair saying he's seriously considering a run for president in 2020.
I'm here to listen to the great people of Iowa, explore the fair, and figure out if it makes any sense to run for the presidency or not. I'm serious about considering it.
His comments in the pivotal presidential primary state are the latest sign he is seriously testing the waters ahead of what is expected to be a crowded Democratic field of contenders. The Trump administration has said it will proceed with a 25% tariff on an additional $16 billion of Chinese imports, and China hit back by saying it would impose identical punitive duties on $16 million of U.S. goods. Speaking at a manufacturing plant in Kentucky, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said a trade war will hurt both sides.
I hope the trade war is short, because I think if it's taken to its ultimate conclusion, it will not work out well for either side.
McConnell has praised the president's tough trade actions against China and says any efforts by Congress to block the president's use of tariffs would likely not be achievable. McConnell says the Chinese have been eating our lunch for years on trade, and he commended Trump for taking them on. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.